Star 98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversation School. Back to school time. You think of the kids, the younger kids, and there comes a day, like I've experienced, you see your child grow up and go to college, or you might be preparing for college, getting ready to have your child go to school, and you want to know how to kind of keep them focused. Well, there's a book called Starting Now, a 30-day guide to becoming who you want to be in college and keeping your child focused, or if you're that college student, this is for you. Gerald Fatiomi is one of the authors of this wonderful book and an Atlanta-based communicator. And Gerald, I'm so glad we just get to have a few minutes here. Where did this idea come from to talk to college students?
Yeah, first off, thanks so much for having me on. Super excited to be with y'all today. It started for me, I was a high school pastor in Atlanta for 4 years. And it started for me late night at a Waffle House, which most good things don't start there, but this did.
Right.
I took a group of my students who had just graduated from high school. They were in their first semester of college and spent about 3 hours with them in this Waffle House, just asking them how their faith was going, how they'd found community, what were some things that they wish they would have learned from us, things that they're really glad that they learned while they were in our ministry. And over time, that conversation led to a couple of resources that we've created just to help students transition into college better. We found that 7 out of 10 students who go into college with a faith are actually walking away from their faith within the first year of college.
Wow.
And so we think the end of high school and the beginning of their college career is a really pivotal time, and we want to help however we can.
Yes, thank you for that, Gerald. I know as you're talking to students, you're also talking to parents, and in this, you're talking to youth leaders at the same time, but parents need to be aware. This is a critical time in their life. What's the first thing? Can I get to like just something real basic right now? What do you say to students so that they don't fall off track?
Yeah, so in the resource Starting Now, we talk about 6 ideas: community, integrity, freedom, identity, service, and faith.
Okay.
But community is the primary thing that I try to drill in the students before they leave. I think, you know, through high school, elementary, middle school, and high school, we do such a great job as the church, but also just as parents and community of providing students with really safe places, right? And so, from elementary school through high school, you've been placed in small groups. You've been put in classes with teachers who care about you. You've been basically hand-fed, a spoon-fed community. Mm-hmm. And then you go to college and you have to figure out who your friends are going to be on your own. And you have to figure out when you're going to hang out and who you're going to hang out with. And for a lot of students, they've never actually had to learn the skill of making friends. Particularly, they've never learned the skill of finding Christian community. And so one of the big things I try to drive home in students is, hey, when you get to college, you need to find a church. You need to find some campus ministries.
Right.
You need to show up consistently, even if it's uncomfortable. And you have to be intentional about finding good community, because if you show me your friends, I can show you your future.
Yes.
And I want to make sure that you find people who are going to point you in the right direction.
Oh, that is so valuable. Thank you, Gerald, for that. And there's so much more. That's why the book is the key for you. Starting Now, a 30-day guide to becoming who you want to be in college. So this is something you got to talk about. Parents have to talk about this. Youth leaders have to talk about it. And you as a college student, if you're hearing this, it's important to have that community. And you can find out more about the book and Gerald's insight along with his co-author. It's on my Conversations link. I really encourage you to check it out at star883.com.